Fighters, what's going on? It's good to be together here today. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Contractor Fight podcast. I'm recording this on the heels of a bunch of stuff going on, like all good. I got married a couple days ago to my queen. Had a bunch of people in town for that. What else happened? We're planning putting the final touches on Mile High Profit Summit coming up September 14th through 16th. If you're not yet signed up, head to thecontractorfight.com/MHPS. Or just go to the website, thecontractorfight.com, and you'll find it there under events. But anyway, today, I want to talk a little bit about how to win more. Yeah, because that's important. We all want to win more in anything. And listen, before I do that, I also want to thank you for being a listener of the show and sharing it and download it and all that other stuff, subscribing, whatever you got to do on here. You know, we're actually, one of the top podcasts in the world in all categories. You know, now we're not getting like Rogan numbers or anything like that, but most podcasts don't get past like 10, 12 episodes. People tap out after a while. We're closing in on 700 now. And, you know, I as of now, we're in the top 100 under the entrepreneurship category on Apple Podcasts, which I believe has somewhere between 1.5 and 2 million podcasts on it. So, shit, being in the top 500 ain't bad, right? So, anyway, we're top, I think we're like 86 or something like that. It changes every day, but whatever. I just want to thank you. And if you could, make sure you subscribe to the show. And that way you get the automatic downloads and things like that, because that's actually how they know what shows are good and they serve them up in front of other people. And I don't know about you, but I think it's a good idea that more contractors hear the no bullshit approach that we take here in the Contractor Fight, because that just makes things better for you as well, right? For all of us. So anyway, let me get into how to win more. I want to open with this phrase here. It comes, and again, I'm a football guy. I was high school football coach for several years, and so I can't help but go football on your asses, but I'm gonna. One of the things that you'll hear frequently on a successful team, and really any team, is, fellas, before we can win, we got to learn to not lose. Before we can light the scoreboard up and have more points than the other shitheads on the other side of the field, we got to stop with the friendly fire. We got to stop beating ourselves. And that's what I want to talk about today, is just some of the top ways that I unfortunately see so many contractors continue to beat themselves. All right. And guys, I know you have big goals, you have big dreams, as do I. And I will tell you, it's much easier and faster to reach those goals that you have when you don't do shit to fuck it up on your own, right? Like life and business and all that stuff's hard enough, you know, just on its own. Let's not make it harder by doing shit that beats ourselves. Okay. Hopefully you get the point there. So listen, the first thing that I see all the time is, you know, just one of the ways that we lose. And here's, I think I have seven or eight of these things of ways that we lose, ways that we beat ourselves. The first is there's no clarity. I'm blown away by the lack of time and effort the average contractor, business owner puts into creating a vision for their company. Okay. Clarity around where you're going, what this thing's going to look like in 5 or 10 years. Do you want to have a real business that's scalable or that's scaled, that, you know, you can take some days off and the money still flows? Or do you want to have a job the rest of your life, working your ass off and blowing your back out here and there? All right. Like, you guys got to get clear on this shit. You know, all the time I've got people reaching out for advice. I want to get more customers. I want to sell more jobs. I want to do this. And when I ask them, well, tell me about your targets. Where are you headed? Okay. You say you want more leads. What kind of leads? Describe to me your ideal client. Okay. Talk to me about your marketing strategy. Things like that. And oftentimes, most times, at least 9 out of 10 times, it comes back with, well, I really haven't thought about that, or I haven't really taken the time to do that. So guys, if you don't know where the fuck you want to go, then don't start driving the car. unless you just want to go out for a meandering Sunday drive with no end in sight, which is great on a Sunday afternoon in real life. But when it comes to your business, that's one of the worst things you could do is start moving down the road and you don't have any idea where you're going. Okay. And so it could be clarity around your vision, clarity around the type of clients you want. It could be clarity around the type of money you need to make, the money you want to make, how you want your days to look, what kind of pace of life do you want to have, about your health, your relationships. I can go on and on and on. You get the point. Many years ago, I did a show. I think I did it on here. It was a video or something I did, right? I just said, I believe the two most important words in business success, or really any success, are clarity and consistency. Okay. You got to know what the fuck you want. You got to consistently do the shit to get there every day. So clarity and consistency. All right. Second way that we lose is you don't have a plan for your sales process. I'm going to actually kind of probably shake it up here a bit. I actually don't think that you should be marketing your business until you have a sales process in place. Some of you just went, what? Because the first time I was coached on that, I said, what? If you don't know what you're going to do with a lead when it comes in, why the fuck would you want to send a bunch of leads to your business? All right. So take the time and really get dialed in on your sales process. What's going to happen? And a process, guys, is something that's repeatable. It's intentional. It's an intentional process that repeats itself over and over to help you be more successful. So for example, in the contractor fight, the sales process, okay, that we teach is called the Rapid Results Sales System. There are six parts of the process. Okay. The first part is you have to develop a strong you. You got to get oxygen for you every day. Take care of yourself, exercise, reading, your mind, all that other stuff. Guys, if you're not strong, you're fucked. Okay. Number two part of the sales process that we have here is we call sales preparedness. This is practicing role plays. This is doing some research on your prospects or people that you're going to hunt down. You know, if I'm going to go out and say I'm a carpet or hardwood flooring installer company, and I want to pick up some more GCs and home builders, I got to do some preparation. I got to, you know, research some of these companies and designers and things like that so that I'm prepared going into there. So you got to prepare. And I'm flying through these. There's a lot more sub points to all these, but you'll get the point. The third step of the Rapid Results Sales System, you guys, is attraction. You got to attract the right leads. Okay. And then number four is connect. You got to connect with people as human beings. That's where our Shin Fu pre-qualification process falls into place. See, our Shin Fu that we've talked about for years here is just part of the overall big sales process. All right. Number five is you got to convert. And then finally, you got to continue. All right. That's what our sales process, that when we coach people and do our workshops and all that stuff and get companies coached up, we coach them to work through this and all the nuances of it. And what I mean by continue is obviously you got to repeat, but keep staying in touch with people. Whether they buy from you or not, you should be like, I'll tell you right now, if you get 100 leads a week, that's how many more new contacts should go into your database per week. It's not just people that buy from you, you guys. Fighters, the profit you earn starts with the stories that you tell. Most contractors will never build their empire because they're telling the wrong stories. That's why I want to invite you to the Mile High Profit Summit, September 14th through 16th, 2022 in Westminster, Colorado. Listen, the world's at it again. Gas is going up. Inflation's on the rise. Ukraine's under attack. Uncle Sam's got his hand out. Your material costs have never been higher. Employees are nowhere to be seen. It seems like your business can't catch a break. You know what? You got to ask yourself, is that necessarily true? You got to ask yourself, who's writing your story? And that's some of the stuff that we're going to dig into this fall at Mile High Profit Summit. So head to thecontractorfight.com/mile-high-profit-summit. Check out what we have going on and sign up, because this thing is going to sell out quickly. All right. So anyway, I don't want to get off too crazy of a tangent here like I'd normally do. All right. So you don't have a plan for your sales process. Okay. You don't have a plan. I guess this would be number three. So I guess I have like 10 things here, 9 or 10. Number three is you don't have a plan for your marketing. You guys are approaching this. Okay. Remember, before we can win, we got to learn how to not lose. Well, one of the ways that you continue to beat yourselves, and we all do if we're not careful, is we just go, yeah, I want more leads, but we're not clear on what that marketing strategy is going to look like. And then we go, I heard I should do billboards. I heard I should do direct mail. I heard I should do Facebook ads. And you start throwing all these tactics at the wall, and they don't cohesively fit together, like, you know, bunch of dudes in a boat rowing in the same direction, right? The same boat, the same direction. That's what your marketing strategy should do. So for example, I talk about this in our marketing boot camp that I do, that when me or our coaches coach a company in the fight, we encourage people to get clear. Remember the clarity thing. What do you want? Okay. What do you want to accomplish with your marketing? Don't just say, I want to sell jobs. What fucking kind of jobs do you want to sell? So if I'm a painter, I want to do my goal for 20, whatever the year might be, or the next 6 months, or I usually go annually. Okay. So let's say we're going to go into 2023. My goal is to increase interior painting revenue. Okay. In XYZ zip codes or town by $750,000. Okay. I want to do an increase in interiors or exteriors or decks or whatever your trade is, right? Maybe you're a modeler. Okay. Don't just go, yeah, I want 100 more leads a year. What fucking kind of leads do you want? You want bathrooms, kitchens, basements? What do you want? Okay. You got to get clear on that. And then what we do is we take that goal and I ask a question. Now, I do this three times. I create three strategies, okay, that work together. It's kind of my default template that served me well. So for instance, strategy number one might be, we're going to be the best educators on planet Earth, okay, or at least in our town, when it comes to interior painting, okay? That's the strategy. Hey, and I usually ask it with a what if question. Hey, what if we were the best educators in our industry, in our area? Okay. Second one might be, what if I built a influencer team of 100 or a team of 100 influencers? Or what if another possible strategy would be, what if we provided the best experience anyone's ever had with a contractor? Then what I do is I create at least three tactics under each strategy. So back to the educator thing. If I were saying, you know, be the best educators in our industry when it comes to interior painting. Okay. Well, what are some possible tactics? I can create a YouTube channel where I'm educating people how we paint, how to prep rooms. I could do, you know, they ask you answer type stuff like Marcus Sheridan talks about in his book, They Ask You Answer, where I'm writing blogs and articles and so on, as social media posts, email marketing, all these things where I'm simply educating, because when people type shit into the search engines, you guys, they're typing in shit they want to be educated on. All right. So I've made millions and millions and millions of dollars over the past couple decades by being the best educator, making that a goal of mine. I'm doing it here in the fight. That is one of our strategies. Why we have the number one podcast. That's why we have one of the top YouTube channels. That's why we, you know, create more free content than anyone on planet Earth in our industry, because our number one marketing strategy is to educate you. All right. So you got to have a plan for your sales process. Number two, your marketing. Number three, number four, have a plan. This is how we lose. Before we can win, we need to learn not to lose. Plan for how you're going to finish a job profitably. Does you no good to set sales records if you can't produce a job for a profit? A lot of you guys are biting off more than you could chew. You're trying to scale too fast, you know, and what I typically recommend, let's work on one job. Okay. Now I know some of you GCs and remodelers have a hard time with that with different schedules and stuff, but guys, as much as you can, when you start pounding a nail in, pound the whole fucking nail in until you move on to the next nail. You do that, you're going to make more money. But if you're not creating a job completion plan and honoring the plan and holding the team accountable with the expectations and all that other shit that you've laid out, that's friendly fire. All right. Fifth thing here, how we lose, fifth way we lose. You're not tracking your stuff. All right. I'm just going to say it. I love you. Hopefully, you know, I love you. I'm going to say it. If you're not tracking your shit, you're a fucking moron. Okay. And you deserve to go out of business because you're treating this as a hobby. You're not serious about it. Okay. Tom, I don't need to track it, blah, blah. Okay. Well, you keep doing you, man. All right. Whatever. I'm not, you know, one of the things on my never do it again list is to argue with idiots. Okay. So if you're saying that, you're an idiot. What I mean is if you don't know how many leads come in each day, what the lead sources are, what your closing rate is on project types and lead sources and all those things, like you should be able to go, we close 23% of all Google leads for Dex. Okay. Versus we close 98% of the leads that come in for Dex when it's an influencer. So guess what that information would do for you, my friends? You'd go, how do we fucking work our influencers more? Right? So if you ain't tracking shit, that's a problem. If you're not tracking stuff, you don't know how to fix it. You don't know how to, you're not going to know if you're what you're doing right and where to make adjustments if you're fucking things up. All right. Number six, this one, these next couple. Yeah. I think these next couple kind of go with the no tracking thing. If you're not doing them, you're a fucking moron. So number six is no training. You need to train your foreman how to think. You need to train your people how to park a fucking truck and where to park it and how to not look like a moron while they're doing it and inconvenience people. You need to train people on how to knock on the door, set up a shop area on site, how to detail a room, how to blah, 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 blah. Your salespeople, including you, should be doing daily sales training. Daily? Yes, daily. Daily. If you need money to come in every fucking day, why wouldn't you fucking practice selling every day for 15 to 20, 30 minutes? Okay, I'll tell you why, because you're not serious about it. You don't see it as your job. You see yourself as a contractor instead of a fucking sales professional. All right, so every day there should be training happening in your company. I don't care if it's for 10 minutes at the tailgate of the truck. You've got a start time on the job site at 7 a.m. Quarter to fucking seven is the start time. You're out at the truck and you're doing some training on, it could be how to handle a tough customer, what to say when a customer says this, that, or the other thing. You know, hey, who's got a good tip? Just open it up to the group. Today, we're going to talk about, I don't know, how to fucking caulk something. You know, and you go, Bill, give someone, give everybody a tip. You've been doing this for years. Like, guys, you got it. You have to train. Okay. If you don't train, it's friendly fire. Number seven, this is a big one. This will be another episode altogether. So I'm not going to cover it much here, but you don't have a recruiting plan. You're all bitching and griping about not being able to find people. But whenever I ask you what your recruiting plan is, you don't have one. I go, well, how many ads are you running? Well, I ran an ad 3 years ago and it didn't work. So fuck that, man. Ads suck. All right. That's about as bright as the guy who says word of mouth is the only marketing he does. But anyway, guys, recruiting to me is like selling, which is, and like building your brand. All three of those things need to be done 365 days a year. And I'm going to talk about recruiting more later on. Number eight, got two more here for you. If I'm out of breath, it's because I'm pacing back and forth. I'm getting like all excited as I'm talking about shit here in my studio. Number eight, taking on shit jobs, total friendly fire. Guys, when your spidey sense is tingling, get the fuck out of the building, right? Just leave. I don't give a fuck. I mean, there's dude, one of our members who's a phenomenal guy. His name is Anthony. He's going to be speaking for a little bit at Mile High Profit Summit in a few weeks, but he gave back a $500,000 deposit check on a $1 million job because his spidey sense was tingling. All right. Now, some of you are like, shit, I don't even do that a year in business. Well, that was the biggest job that he had ever sold, by the way. And something didn't feel right. And they kept trying to change some conditions and just trying to get him off of his process. All right, guys, that's a really hard thing to say no to. And I get it. And I commend Anthony for having a sack big enough to fucking walk away and hand the check back. I mean, like he took the check ended up days later, a couple weeks later, whatever the hell it was, gave the money back and said, guys, we're done. I can't do this job. So a lot of you are taking on jobs that you shouldn't take on because your marketing blows, you don't have clarity and all the other things we talked about. So you're fucking broke and you're desperate. That's why you're taking on shitty jobs. All right. Number nine, last one, we'll end on this. Before we can win, we need to learn not to lose. One of the ways we continue to lose, guys, is we bail on the commitments that we make to ourselves. If you tell yourself you're going to read X amount a day and you don't do it, that's friendly fire. If you tell yourself you're going to work out and you don't do it, it's friendly fire. Tell yourself that you're going to return a phone call at such and such time to a customer and you don't do it, or send something or whatever. I don't care what the fucking commitment is, you guys. I know your intentions are well. I know they're good. I know life throws a lot of things at you, but this is where you got to sack up and be more committed than all the shit that's thrown at you. And it's time to have some pride in your word and that personal integrity. And when we don't follow through on those commitments, it fucks with our brand. And more importantly, it fucks with our confidence. All right. So hopefully today I woke you up a little bit. I want to thank you again for listening to the show. Share this, subscribe, all that shit I said at the beginning. And I'm going to record another podcast here soon on this whole recruiting thing, because I think you all need a 2x4 to the fucking dick on this one. Then, unless you're a, you know, non-dick wearer. So anyway, I don't even know what that meant. But anyway, guys, appreciate y'all hanging here with us at the fight. Thanks for listening to the show. Share it. Head of the contractorfight.com/MHPS, Mile High Profit Summit. Guys, all these things that we're talking about here today of how to not beat yourself are just a fraction of some of the things that we're going to cover at the event. And I'm telling you, all right? In fact, let me give a number 10 right here. It's not even on my list. I just thought of it. Number 10 way you beat yourself is you don't put yourself in environments where there's other fucking winners. All right? And that's what this event is about. And I could tell you the biggest swings of success that I've had in my life, every single one of them came because I put myself in a community, as in a group coaching thing, or I got coached, or I went to an event where there's other winners, 100% of the time. So guys, you got to invest in yourself in those ways, because I think that's huge friendly fire. Because I mean, seriously, if you could take 5 years off the fucking learning curve, what's that worth to you? Okay. Millions of dollars. So anyway, appreciate y'all. Have a kick-ass day. We'll see you guys next time. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.